open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
And good morning. We want to welcome you to Wednesday Live, and it is a beautiful day outside. It's right now 11 o'clock. You are listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida, and so glad that you are with us. I am going to welcome right at the top of our program, Chris Fogle. Chris, we are looking to have some big events coming up.
That's an understatement.
It's an understatement. It is, actually, isn't it?
If anyone had the opportunity to hear the interview yesterday afternoon with Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, if I had something planned for that evening tomorrow night, I would cancel it and be there at the Civic Center.
Oh, my. Well, it was a wonderful time with him. And, of course, my wife and I, we were talking later, and she said, he is fired up and ready to come. And that is for sure.
Well, he brings such a good prophetic word, and he's able to reveal it in line with Scripture.
Yes.
Which to me is the most powerful element of his discussion, is how Scripture is tied into everything that he articulates.
Chris, and Chris, we really need to let people know what we're talking about. Because somebody's just tuning in and they're like, what is Chris Fogle and Jonathan talking about?
We're talking about tomorrow night at the Mid-Florida Civic Center in Port St. Lucie, the National Day of Prayer, which will commence at 6 o'clock. And, in fact, we're asking people to get there probably around 5:30, especially people coming from Boca or Palm Beach, because traffic can get a little snarly on 95 at that hour. So we would recommend that the people coming up from the south leave a little bit early. But it is a powerful night of prayer that we do every year, the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. And it's opened up with praise and worship to really get the congregation or the gathering fired up and inspired for prayer. And then we bring together representatives of ministry and business and civic to pray over the seven mountains. And when you feel like you're getting prayed up, then we bring on Rabbi Jonathan Kahn to deliver a powerful message. That's all happening tomorrow night. And we're just about sold out, so there's tickets still available, Jonathan, and they can call. What's the number they can call to get the tickets that are remaining?
They can call 772-324-9313. That's 772-324-9313. And Chris, we should say that there have been so many calls. If you're calling in, I believe you can leave a number and someone will get back with you. You can also go to the website, and that is tccalliance.com, tccalliance.com. And of course, we are going to have a packed house. And Chris, this is for the National Day of Prayer. So let's talk about, of course, Jonathan Kahn's going to be our evening speaker. And we know this is going to be a call to America, because this is the National Day of Prayer, but it's also going to be a call to the state of Florida and the east coast of Florida to revival, to an awakening. And so this is going to be a tremendous evening with Jonathan Kahn. But prayer starts at 6. And let's talk about that hour for a moment.
So we are blessed to have Luke Matsalewski lead the praise and worship from 6 o'clock to 6:30. So, you know, the songs that we lift up to the Lord, the music, and just the praise, the raising of hands, just to get people fired up in the spirit of the Lord. And then we're going to have people pray over the church and family, education, government, first responders, the media, arts and entertainment, and business, just every aspect of life that's impacting us, we're lifting up in prayer. And we have prayer warriors coming, people such as Pastor Matt Price, Bishop Green, business people like Mario Lancieri, first responders like Chaplain Hoss Wiggins, Police Chief Richard Del Toro. We've got someone who's been working with the schools, Brock Schiffer, and another one who's been working with child trafficking, Pastor Lynn Barletta. All these people are coming together to lead us in prayer tomorrow night, and that's all before we're blessed with the presence of Rabbi Kahn.
Well, last year was really I believe it was a breakthrough year for us right here on the Treasure Coast in regards to the National Day of Prayer. I had never been at a regional prayer event that brought so many together from the body of Christ, and this is crossing all denominational lines. Anybody who lifts up Jesus and has a heart for God and has a heart for our nation to be brought back to truth and salvation, many of those people just came together. And one thing that that Jonathan Kahn, Rabbi Kahn, had to say, and Chris, you were here in the studio the next morning as we met before he went back to the airport. He made comment about looking out at the gathering and recognizing that there was a wide representation of nations and different backgrounds, and that he loved to see. And I believe God is looking for the church to find a venue where we can lay aside our egos and our logos, as somebody said, and simply get together for the fact of seeking God and praying for God to once again awaken and save our nation.
Amen. And you know, that's all God has ever asked us for, is a relationship with him, and that he is our sole source of worship. He will provide everything. We don't need guns. We don't need ammunition. We don't need armies. God provides everything, and he's done that historically to the people of the nation of Israel. I mean, you know, I finished with the book of Joshua, and Joshua told the people, he says, he gave you the land. He gave you the buildings. He gave you the sheep, the cow. He gave you everything. All he wants is that relationship. And what we see at the Civic Center tomorrow night, we call it the church. It's not a building. It's the body of Christ coming together to worship him alone.
Amen.
And it's powerful. Every tribe, every nation.
Now, Chris, this is at the Mid-Florida Event Center in Port St. Lucie, but it is
US 1.
US 1. It's easy to get to. If someone is coming on 95, you put it into your GPS. This is the address, 9221. And some have gone online, they bought tickets, and we still have just a few tickets left, Chris, because some have found that because of health or other issues, they had to turn some tickets in. But I believe we have less than 50. But if someone is interested in coming to this event, it's easy to get off 95 to shoot straight across and cross town, get onto US 1. It's only like a couple blocks from there. It's very close.
If they get off on the Crosstown Parkway and they go to US 1, they make a right-hand turn, they go to the next light, and the next light, if they make a left, the Civic Center sitting right there, it's huge. They can't miss it, and there's ample parking.
Yes.
Ample parking. No one will have to worry about parking.
And this is an indoor event. It's a beautiful facility. And even if you come a little late, we are going to have a large projection wall which is going to make it possible for anyone in the building to be able to see and to receive without hindrance. And so, you know, we really appreciate the prayer that's being offered up in advance for safe travel. I know many have been just praying over this event, because our nation and our world is in a desperate need of a great awakening. And we do believe that God meets his people when two or three gather.
Amen. And I think that the people in our area are hungry and they thirst for the word.
Amen.
And the opportunity to come together in prayer as the body of Christ, there's nothing better than that.
It's huge.
You can't get any better than that. And so tomorrow night, you will see people from all over coming together to join in prayer and enjoy a spiritually filled evening that I think they will remember for many, many years to come.
Now, Chris, I also should say that, in fact, before this hour's up, I'm going to play again some from that interview yesterday that I had with Rabbi Kahn. But Rabbi Kahn emphasized that he is bringing DVDs that are not available anywhere other than at events where he himself is in person. So he's bringing some of these DVDs. There will be his books available at a good price, and he is going to be available following the event to sign books of those who are there. And so he stayed a very long time last year, had a lot of comments. He just has a heart for God and for God's people and for our nation. And so if you're wanting to have an opportunity to connect with him and you have a book, you know, come and plan to be able to do that, because following the service, he is going to be available to sign. Now, one other thing, Chris, we really need to emphasize is that this is a first-come, first-served base. The ticket does not place you at some location in the auditorium. And so the earlier you arrive, the better access you're going to have to seating. And, of course, the doors are going to be opening at 5:30. And some are traveling, some are getting off work. We understand that. We will have ushers looking to assist with seating. And so we're looking to see heaven come down and a great breakthrough tomorrow night.
Yes, I want to remind people, it is handicap accessible. The Civic Center is handicap accessible. In fact, I know actually there's a pastor coming up from Boca Raton who has a wheelchair and was worried. And I said, no need to worry. We have accommodations for anyone who's handicapped.
Yes, and there is parking, of course, for handicap as well. And so, and I'm sure if someone's in the parking garage and needs a hand, just holler at somebody that's getting out of a car, because there's going to be hundreds of us that would be more than willing to assist if somebody needs any assistance like that.
Absolutely.
My son will be coming, and he's probably going to be in his wheelchair. So, we go to these events because the facility is very safe. It's well lit. There will be security there. We will have police officers there as well. And so we're excited, Chris.
You know, that's a good point that you raised. Some people might have concern because it's a rabbi that's speaking, that there may be some security concerns, but we have addressed that. We will have plenty of security there, so people can feel very safe to come there and enjoy a night of prayer and devotion. So, I just would encourage people to call now, because we only have a few tickets left.
I believe less than 50, and those are tickets that sort of filtered back into our hands here at the last minute, because yesterday we had about 50, and people have been calling in, people have been coming into the radio station, and have been going online, and so at this point we have just tried to gather up any leftovers that some of our pastors had. So I believe we do have less than 50 at this time, but you can call 772-324-9313, 772-324-9313, or go to tccalliance.com, tccalliance.com. Again, the National Day of Prayer is tomorrow, And this is a time for our entire nation to just humble ourselves, especially in the body of Christ. Turn from our wicked ways and seek the face of God. God's promise is he'll bring healing to the land. And, of course, we are blessed to have Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, who is flying in today, actually, to be with us to speak only one time. That's tomorrow night right here at the Mid-Florida Event Center. That's at 9221 Southeast Event Center Place, Port St. Lucie, Florida, and that's 34952. Chris, any closing thoughts? I'd like you just to lift this event up in prayer before you get off. I know you have to run.
Well, I want to say this. For someone of worldwide recognition, such as Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, who's written bestseller books, to want to come back here again the second year in a row speaks volume about the people in our community that come out to worship and to pray.
It does.
And as you said earlier, he saw that. And we're looking forward again tomorrow for the presence of the church, the body of Christ, to come together tomorrow.
Amen.
So, Father, I just lift up tomorrow evening to you. I pray for all the National Day of Prayer gatherings that are going on all over the nation. Lord, that you will hear our prayer. You will hear our need, Lord, from you, our voice to yours, Lord.
Thank
God,
you, Father,
for the concern that we have over our nation, over the direction of our nation, over the concerns that we have regarding the unborn children, regarding all the issues that are confronting us, the child trafficking. Lord, you are the answer. There are no answers anywhere else. So, Lord, we are seeking you, Lord. We seek your kingdom and your righteousness. So as we come together tomorrow, Lord, we pray for traveling mercies for all those that will be coming from both north and south and west. And, Lord, we just pray for a grace-filled evening, Lord, that the presence of the Holy Spirit will fill the atmosphere.
Amen.
And, Lord, you will be magnified and glorified. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, in Esther's day, the word was for such a time as this, you know.
Yes.
Mordecai lifted that up to Esther and said, you know, God is going to raise somebody up to take care of his people. And, you know, Israel is at war. Our nation is divided. Our university campuses are being policed today because of riotous behavior that's going on in our nation. And even if you are not able to come and you're listening today, you can certainly pray with us and pray with other believers as we seek the face of God for his mercy and salvation for our nation.
Amen.
Thank you, Chris. God bless you, and we are looking forward to seeing you. I may not see you until tomorrow evening, but I look forward to seeing you then along with the team with the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance.
Likewise. God bless you, brother.
Thank you for all you do. Blessings. Bye. All right, and that was Chris Fogle. Karen, you have some mail, don't you?
We just have one prayer
request.
Two
prayer requests. Okay, let's share those.
Yeah, we have one.
Oh, you have one.
Oh, I had one, yeah.
And I gave mine to Dave.
She gave
it to you. Well, for thinking of our timing this morning, that's probably good.
Probably good. Well, anyway, first we have Inez, who is asking prayer for her family and for God to move spiritually within their ranks. And also there's some issue of property and its development, and she needs some guidance for that.
Okay.
And then we have Sharon who called in asking prayer for her daughter who is currently in the hospital.
Yes.
So let's go to prayer first for Inez. Father, we lift up Inez and her family.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pray, Lord, you would release your Holy Spirit to move powerfully within the ranks of the family and to touch the lives of those that are in particular need of your healing, your guidance, your wisdom.
Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, they have property they want to develop. Help them to be able to make the right decisions, find the right people who can bring this to fruition in an efficient and cost-effective manner.
Thank you, Father.
And we thank you, Lord, for that. We pray for Sharon. Lord, we lift up Sabrina, her daughter,
Father,
to you. Lord, surround her with your grace, Father, your healing power. Restore her. Bless the doctors and nurses who are attending her,
Jesus,
that they would be at the peak of their skill, their dedication, and their passion for being those that express healing ministries. And we pray for her complete and full recovery in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Ma and Paul have shown up here in the studio this morning, and they always have some insight. Things are always going on out in Bickers Corner and out on their farm, and we have a lot happening with National Day of Prayer coming up. In fact, you want to keep your dial set right here, because in just a few moments we're going to pull in a few moments of that interview yesterday. So some of you, probably a lot of you, did not get to catch that yesterday with Rabbi Kahn, and of course as we mentioned, he is going to be arriving sometime today, and he is going to be our guest speaker for the National Day of Prayer at the Mid-Florida Event Center right here in Port St. Lucie tomorrow evening. As Ma and Paul shuffle their way into their, or sprint their way into their seats, let's welcome them. As the years have accumulated, Ma and Paul have remarked that they don't seem to experience some of the common infirmities of the aging process. They're quick to attribute much of this to God's grace. Within the scope of this divine blessing, Paul has also postulated that their practice of being willing to try out new things may contribute to this well-being. Especially in the last few years, they have stretched themselves with activities that involve both mind and body. As Paul recently had a birthday and is now in his mid-70s, he has taken on the aging process as more of a positive challenge than a deficit throughout the last few weeks. He's been making a list of activities he would like to tackle, and his best-sounding board, of course, as always, is Ma, so he's about to get her connected and involved.
Hey, Ma, you got a minute?
Well, look at that big pad of paper in your hand. Kind of looks official. So I guess I better listen up to hear what you got to say.
I've just been making some notes. I got a lot of thoughts that have been going through my mind lately. You know, thoughts about getting involved in something new. You know, exciting and challenging.
Yeah, I know you, Pa. Always thinking. So what you got on that there list?
Well,
so
there's several things. Like this one here. You know, we got a retired pro bowler right here in Bickers Corner. Old Matthias Fleckenglipper.
Yeah, I've seen him around town. You know, Paul, he don't look so good. I mean, he walks with that pronounced limp and his left arm's all shriveled. Are you thinking he can show you some bowling skills?
Yeah, maybe. I've been thinking I might like to try my hand at working into bowling on the professional level. You know, just for local and state competitions. Old Matthias did spend 30 years on the professional circuit. And if I do say so myself, I am an above-average bowler. Why, just last week at the league finals, my scores got our team the first place trophy.
Well, the only league that would take you is the one formed for ambulatory nursing home residents. And only because you minister in them places, visiting folks, cheering them up. For them, it's recreation and fellowship. But I don't know if your experience is an appropriate launching pad for a professional bowling career. Besides which, old Matthias says he got injuries. He got his injuries in the last pro game he ever played in. Seems one of his opponents put super glue in the finger holes of his ball. When he went to roll it, he really put a lot of effort into that move. He sailed all the way down the alley into the pin setter.
Yeah, and the pin setter came down on top of him and really messed him up. He did tell me that pro bowling can be highly competitive, although he did get a strike after all.
Well, you may want to rethink that pro bowling thing.
Well, I got another gem of an idea, Ma. What do you think about me taking up fencing?
Well, now that just might be a great idea. We got a lot of fences that always need mending. Why, just yesterday our cow backed into a rotten fence post and knocked down about 50 feet. You have the skills to do repairs. You having those skills would save us a ton of cash.
Not fences. Fencing. You know, with swords. Well, that Three Musketeer movie we saw a couple of weeks ago inspired me. There's a real skill in all that. That one feller with the big feather in his hat, dancing all around, whacking the other guy's sword, making him back up against the wall, and then driving him to the edge of the stairs. Oh, that was real exciting.
Well, I saw that movie, too. Them actors are all real young, Pa. They're limber, They can twist and turn. They can jump up and down, roll all around. And it takes you an hour after you get out of bed just to bend over.
Well, I imagine I'd have to get in some stretching exercises, you know.
Yeah, and then I'd have to take you to the doctor's office. You'd be out of commission for a week, screeching in pain every time you had to move. Last time that happened, all them chickens in the hen house got so rattled because of your yelling, they stopped laying the eggs until you made a personal visit over there to assure them you were okay.
Oh, I forgot about that, Ma. Okay, let me see. How about this? They got one of them architecture courses at the vocational school, you know, where they teach you how to design buildings. We got some structures here on our property badly in need of rebuilding. I could surely spruce them up with some of that education.
Well, no doubt you could, Pa. But remember, you constructed them buildings in the first place. They ain't pretty, but they stood there for over 40 years. A little new wood here and there, some paint, it's pretty much all they need. Besides which, you remember old Broward Klugerfeld? He retired from architecture, and the one thing you had the hardest time with was math. Now you, Pa, as smart as a man as you are on the record as saying math is an affliction of the devil because you're so bad at it.
Well, that's very true. And now that I think of it, it was in high school math class I first started having trouble with hemorrhoids. Oh, well.
Pa, I get it. You're wanting to improve yourself. You've been like this all your life, and you have me, and you and me have been blessed to receive opportunities to keep our minds sharp and our spirits refreshed, too. But in my view, you're trying too hard. None of these things you mentioned so far are reasonable. They all demand capabilities that you just don't have. Maybe in years gone by, you could have gotten into them, but today...
I know you're right, Ma. Sometimes my excitement clouds my judgment. It's just, I have these desires to really stretch myself, you know, to grow beyond where I am right now.
Yeah, and I respect that. Listen, you've done a lot in the last few years to stretch yourself. You got involved in the area nursing homes with a clearly pastoral ministry. You sit on the board of deacons of our church, and you've shown great leadership. You took up the banjo. You've been working on that challenge faithfully. And just the other day, you committed to deliver Meals on Wheels for the Council on Aging for a few days a month.
Yeah, that's true.
And with all your regular duties here at the farm and our table at the flea market, I'd say you got a pretty full life, wouldn't you?
I guess so.
And that list you made, how much of that came from the Lord?
Well, I hadn't really put any of it before him yet. I wanted to run it by you first.
Well, I really appreciate you respect my opinion, Pa. And I do enjoy helping you process your thoughts. It might be wise for you to lift them ideas up to the Lord and get his input and all that.
I'm kind of feeling that he's already done that through you. Because it became clear my imagination was running way, way ahead of my reality.
Well, you are human after all. By the way, I noticed you got something else on that list. And it looks like you crossed it out.
Yeah, I thought it might be interesting to take some cooking classes, since I like to eat so much. And maybe you and I could cook together some days. And maybe I could teach you what I learned.
Well, I like that, Pa. I really do. Why did you cross it out?
'Cause I'm a nibbler. And you know this. I'll come into the kitchen and snatch a slice of this and a crumb of that. I got concerned I wouldn't be able to finish a recipe because I'd eat all the ingredients.
Well, how about this? I'll teach you some of my favorite recipes, and if you start to grab any ingredients, I'll just slam your hand with my mallet. How about that?
Oh, Ma, you really do care about me.
Well, Paul is so much like many of us. We make exciting plans, but forget to check in with God. Did the excitement come from hearing his heart, or are we just enamored with our own imagination? There is often a fine line between the two, and we will greatly benefit by bringing all our plans and ideas to the Lord first. Prayer is not time wasted. It is time invested. Invested in a special intimacy with God where his love and wisdom ensure that we walk always in his light and his perfect will. Well, so good to have Ma and Pa with us in the studio today. And we're remembering this morning that National Day of Prayer is tomorrow.
You bet.
And right here in the Treasure Coast of Florida, we are blessed to have a great gathering of our community up and down the East Coast of Florida at the Mid-Florida Event Center. That is at 9221 Southeast Event Center Place, Port St. Lucie. And from 6 o'clock till 7, we're going to have local leaders praying over our nation. And then at 7 o'clock for one event only, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn will be joining us for a challenging message on revival, repentance, and the salvation of America. This is going to be a tremendous evening, one evening only. That's going to be tomorrow evening. And if you do not have a ticket yet, we went through our pastors and our alliance board and tried to see if there were any tickets left. We ended up with a few this morning, and I believe we had less than 50 that had not been picked up. Some people had to turn them in because of health and other issues. And so if you are still looking for a ticket to be a part of this event, we anticipate that it will be fully packed. You can give us a call at 772-324-9313. That would be to reach the Alliance, 772-324-9313. Or you can go online to tccalliance.com. We're now going to go to a song and then directly into an interview that I had with Rabbi Kahn yesterday. There's not time for the entire interview, but we do want to share a bit of it with you, because Rabbi said yesterday before we went on air, he said, "You can ask me anything." He is so ready to come and speak to us tomorrow night. Very excited about it. And he spoke very fondly of his remembrance and his relationship that's being developed with us right here at WCNO, and also here with the state of Florida and our local region. So let's go to the song. We'll be right to Jonathan Kahn's interview yesterday in just a moment.
Humble themselves. worship Jesus alone. If my people called by my name will humble themselves and pray, if they see my face and turn from their sins, I will hear, I will forgive, and I will heal their land. If my people call by my name, humble themselves and pray, if they see my face and turn from their sins,
All right, National Day of Prayer coming up tomorrow, and I trust that you have already made plans to be a participant in lifting up our nation, because we certainly are in need of a great awakening and a great revival. Right here in the Treasure Coast of Florida, we're going to be blessed to have a one-evening event of prayer and also ministry with Rabbi Jonathan Kahn. That's going to be taking place tomorrow evening at the Mid-Florida Event Center. We still have a few tickets left because some tickets were turned back in yesterday. We were just checking again this morning to see what we had. And we had less than 50 from the different groups that had some. And so if you are looking to be a part of this event, it is in Port St. Lucie at the Mid-Florida Event Center. 6 o'clock, regional leaders will be leading in prayer for the nation. 7 o'clock, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn will be bringing the message. And if you're looking for tickets, you can go to tccalliance.com, tccalliance.com, or you can call 772-324-9313. Now, Karen and David, you know, yesterday we had a live call interview with Jonathan Kahn. Mm-hmm. He is excited about coming down here. Mm-hmm. And we want to just play a few minutes of that interview yesterday for those of you who were not able to listen in. Or if you listened in yesterday, you may want to listen in again. It's a short time. But give you a little bit of a taste of what's coming tomorrow. Now, Josiah's Manifesto is his last book. He has another book that's coming out. And I know that God is using Jonathan Kahn, Rabbi Kahn, as well as God's plan is to use each one of us. So let's get our hearts prepared and let's sign up for the day that God's given us to live in and serve Him. Let's go immediately to this interview. This was from yesterday afternoon. Jonathan Kahn is joining us. Welcome, Rabbi Kahn.
Hey, great to be with you, Jonathan.
Well, we are looking forward to the National Day of Prayer. Of course, that's Thursday this week. And you are going to be coming to the East Coast of Florida, right here in the Treasure Coast of Florida. You're going to be our guest speaker. And we're looking forward to this evening of prayer. Now, you were with us a year ago, and we thought times were challenging a year ago. A lot has happened in the last year.
Oh, unbelievably. We are totally living in prophetic times. And for anyone who has, you know, who is aware of biblical prophecy, you know, and what the Bible says about Israel and the world, you know, it has been an explosion. I mean, you know, particularly since October up into this day, you know, and we have, you know, the Bible says that in the last days there will be a great falling away, and that the apostasy, we're seeing that every day. That part of it, it's happening all the time. But it also speaks about Israel, and it speaks about the nations, and it speaks about the Middle East. And that is, it says that, you know, that the Bible says that in the end times, Israel will be the focal point. You know, first of all, there'll be an Israel in the world. That itself is a miracle. There hasn't been an Israel in the world for about 2,000 years. But the Bible says they would come back to life. It would be resurrected. And so the very fact that we're dealing in a world that has an Israel in it, that is prophecy. But then it also says that in the end times, it will the focus of the world will be on Israel, which is another crazy miracle because, you know, Israel's the size of New Jersey. And, you know, there's a lot of nations in the world, but it always comes back to Israel. And so, again, the world is focusing on that. And then it says that Israel will be the center point of controversy and an attack. Well, that has been the case. We had October 7th, and I mean the horrific attack of Hamas, the worst attack on Israel since the Holocaust, the worst day since the Holocaust, and that was just a few months ago. And then, you know, just as shocking, you know, what's all around the world that we have this eruption of anti-Semitism. That happened immediately after the attack. I mean, the response to the bloodshed, the Israelis who were killed, was hatred of Israel all over the world. And the thing is that here, and then since then, you know, we've just in the last, like, maybe 3 weeks, we've had, you know, Israel was attacked by Iran, and the Bible actually says, it actually names the nation of Iran or Persia, that it's going to attack Israel or going to be part of an attack. This is not the Ezekiel 38, it's not the final fulfillment, but it is clearly on track with what the Bible says. So 300 missiles and drones just about 3 weeks ago. And then now all over America is an explosion of anti-Israel hatred. I mean, the most we have ever seen in the history of America. I mean, so it's mind-boggling, and it is totally prophetic. So it's really, and we're going to touch on these things, you know, on the night of prayer, because the day of prayer, because we are in such dramatic prophetic times, you know, and the Bible says we are to know the signs of the times.
Amen. And it's, you know, this is a time for anyone who is wondering what is going on in the world. It's really time to get into the book, get into the Word of God, and it's all there. Looking at all the nations, I believe it's Psalm 83, where all the nations just start piling up around Israel. It certainly seems that condition is visible.
Yeah. Yeah, a fascinating thing. Well, if you look at actually the nations that are specified that will attack Israel according to Ezekiel 38, and it clearly says in the end times. I mean, it says when Israel has come back from all nations. Well, that can only be now. And when you look at the nations that it says, it gives the ancient names, but there you can identify many or most of them, and they're all connected now. You know, they all have alliances, and they're all connected, and they actually all had a part in the invasion of October 7th. They actually all had a part behind Hamas. So it's amazing how much is coming together. And, you know, every time, you know, you hear a news report about Israel, that's prophetic. I mean, there should not be an Israel in the world. I mean, it goes against all odds. But God said it, and it's here. And it's one of the signs of the coming of the Lord. He is not going to return. The Lord is not going to return until Israel is back and the Jewish people are there. And then the other thing is that, you know, the very fact that the world is still focusing on Israel, that even when it's hatred, you know, the Bible says that all nations will come against Israel in the last days. That includes America. So when you look at what's happening, this is so significant. This is what's happening on the campuses. I mean, that represents the future, you know, of America. And so, you know, this is really all leading to what the Bible says. So every time, I mean, even to this day, I know there are reports of what's going on in the campuses, and I think they just took one of the campuses, they took over the offices, and in their hatred for Israel, you know, has never happened in America like this before. So it is truly unprecedented, truly amazing, and yet, you know, to take courage, because, you know, no matter what's happening in the world, listen, the Bible said it. So said it before it happened. So you know God is on the throne.
Well, and it's a good time for the church to wake up, for sure, and also for those who maybe had some faith in their background. You know, many people grew up with some kind of maybe grandparents or parents that were godly, and many who grew up even in, you know, maybe Sunday school or some other areas of introduction to the Word of God. These are days that have never been on the earth before, and that's something that I see.
Yeah. The last time, when I was with you guys last year, I mean, and all everything we're talking about right now has happened since last year. It was, I mean, this, you know, it was kind of calm in Israel for a little while, you know, and then all this happened. Last year, when I was with you, I spoke about really what's happening in the rest of the world, America, and I mean, meaning, you know, our culture and the West and all that, with the apostasy that we're seeing and the falling away, which we
yes.
see literally every day. You know, it was I spoke of the return of the gods, the principalities, the spirits. We're seeing, you know, every day you can see, you know, a fall away from God in our culture in one form or another. That's shocking enough, but, you know, this is the other side of it. It's kind of, you know, when the Bible speaks about the end times, it presents a picture of the world, a world that is hostile to two peoples. One is... are the people of follow the Lord, the Christians, the people who follow Messiah, persecution, and the other, Israel. And so we have both at the same time, and we're really both in the same boat.
We really are, and Matthew 24 makes it clear that the day is coming when the follower of Messiah, that those will be hated by all nations, and that certainly includes the United States of America.
Yeah, unfortunately, it does. And
yeah,
I think that, you know, one of the big questions in prophecy is, you know, where is America? And, you know, there's not really a clear mention. You know, people try, you know, look for them. It could be this, it could be that. But there's no clear mention. And what that would mean is that, you know, at the end, is America is not going to be the superpower it is, or the head of nations it is, and we can already see signs of that. But that also goes along with what's happening in America. You know, America is blessed because as much as America followed God, America was dedicated to God from the very beginning, and you know, and it has been blessed accordingly. As much as it, you know, it's never been perfect, but it has been, you know,
yes, we've been
much
blessed.
Better than most, and
sure.
it has, you know, spread the gospel to the world. It has been the refuge, has blessed Israel, you know, more than any other nation. The Bible says, if you bless Israel, you're going to be blessed. But now we're at a point where, you know, we've been falling away, turning away from God. And the kind of one grace that has been left is that we have still supported Israel. But now we're in danger, you know, of falling away from that. And if you remove that, you know, then everything that's held America is, you know, you don't really have anything left to hold it from judgment. And so then it kind of fits into the picture of the end times, which, you know, where America is one of the nations against Israel in the end. But unfortunately, if you look at the statistics and you look at the younger generation, I mean, the statistics are scary because, you know, it is the least, you know, it's the most alienated from God generation we've ever had in America. The most, you know, alienated from even the concept of marriage or the concept of male and female, you know. And also Israel, it's the most, you know, it's the least pro-Israel generation in America, or the most anti-generation. You know that after October 7th happened, you know that when they took a survey of the young in America, they found out that almost a majority were for Hamas. Almost a bit were for Hamas, a terrorist organization.
Unbelievable.
And almost a majority, you know, and clearly the biggest segment, said that what Hamas did to those Israelis, those villagers, those young people, the fathers, mothers, children on October 7th, was justified. That is scary because that is the next, that's the generation that's going to determine the future of America.
All right. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida, 89.9. Keep your dial set right there. I have with me today in studio by phone, Jonathan Kahn, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, and you are going to be our guest on the Treasure Coast of Florida for the National Day of Prayer. That's coming up on Thursday evening. That event's going to begin at 6 p.m. And we're going to have a time of regional leaders praying for our nation. And then around 7 o'clock, Jonathan Kahn, Rabbi Kahn, is going to be addressing us with a word from the Lord. And so if you're just tuning in, I want you to know that you can still get a seat. We are almost out of seats. I have to tell you that. In fact, we expect to have a packed house, Rabbi. But if you want to be a part of this event, you can call this number. You can call 772-324-9313. 772-324-9313. Or if you want to go to the website, it's the website for the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, and that is tccalliance.com. Back to you, Rabbi. You know, I have in my hand this book. It's so marked up. That's what happens when I read your books. I get them so marked up. I'm like, well, I want to mark the most important part, but then on almost every page I have it marked up because those are the days we're living in. But I have the Josiah Manifesto, and I also have a note that Stephen Strang said to me when I was interviewing him back some time ago. He said that he believed that this book was the most powerful and most important message that you had received, all of them being tremendous, but that there is a progressive increase of the significance of the message. And so this book will be available at the event this week, I understand.
I'll be doing a signing. I believe, you know.
You
I'll
are.
Everybody. Yeah. After I speak and after we have everything, it's always a joy for me to meet everybody. I will do a signing. We'll have the Josiah Manifesto. We'll also have all the others.
Return
of the Gods. We'll have everything as well. And it was a joy last time to do that. And so I will be signing that, and we will have it. And we make it available at a very, very low price. So it's another encouragement to get it and to give it to other people who also need to know.
Yes. So, you know, from last year, they did let us put a few more seats into that gathering space, but we will be, I'm sure, full. And so if you are listening this afternoon, you want to be a part joining us for the National Day of Prayer. It's not too far to drive from West Palm or maybe Lauderdale, Boca, down that way over around Okeechobee. I know we're reaching out all around the lake and up into northern Florida today, and people are out on the interstates listening as well, and even over in the Bahama Islands. We still have just a handful of tickets, and some people end up not being able to come, so we want to have a full house. All right, so we are going to have all of your a large selection of your books. I believe you're also bringing some DVDs. Is that correct?
Yeah, which is, and I only do that where I speak. And I mean, two things I do where I speak. And one is that we make the books available very low price so people can get it out to other people as well as for themselves. But also the uncensored version. It's going to be the Josiah Manifesto uncensored. And that's the 8 DVD album. You can't get it. It's not on Amazon. It'll be there on Thursday night. That has things that I don't put anywhere else. And it has prophetic things. It may even give a mystery of that can enable us to know exactly what events are happening and when. I mean, that's how, you know, I'm actually going to be bringing it on the plane, Jonathan.
Oh, so you're bringing it with you.
I'm actually going to bring it out of the box because we don't make this available anywhere else. So it's another reason. But, you know, and also, it was such a special time for me when I was there. It was such a great spirit, and so many leaders praying from their hearts, which is so important that I'm just encouraging everyone to be praying and to come out, because, you know, the only thing that can save America is God, revival, and prayer, the prayers of God's people. If we want revival, we need to pray for it. So it's such an important time. What a dramatic time to come together to pray. So it was a tremendous time last time, and I know it's going to be powerful, but, you know, all the more because of the hour that we live in. So,
yes,
you know, if that's on your heart for America, and for the future and for revival, definitely come out. If there's as much as there's room, until the chairs are full.
Rabbi, it's a joy to have you with us today, as always, and we consider it a great honor to be co-laborers in the harvest, in this end-time harvest, and we truly look for a great harvest with the latter rain.
Amen. Thank you, Jonathan. And again, thank you for all you're doing. And at WCNO, thank you for the great work. And it's going to be a joy to be with you, and it's going to be a joy to be there on Thursday night.
All right. God bless. We will see you in just a few hours.
Okay.
All right. Goodbye. Well, that was Jonathan Kahn.
Yes. What a wonderful...
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow is, tomorrow. Yes, I cannot wait to be there.
Karen, you've been kind of quiet. We've had other things going on today.
Yeah, I'm just...
You're going to be there.
When I'm quiet, yeah, I'm just taking it all in.
Okay. Amen.
Yeah. I think he's very excited to be coming.
He really is. Excited. Yeah. And there's a fresh word, you know, when he told me, just ask anything you want to ask. And, you know, we just really let the Holy Spirit guide yesterday. That was really great. And, of course, he's traveling today, or we would have had him again on air live, but he's traveling today to get to the coast here. So, once again, tomorrow evening at the Mid-Florida Event Center, a one event only. The National Day of Prayer is going to take place there. That's going to begin at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. We are going to have Rabbi Jonathan Kahn with us for a message that God has given him for our nation, for our generation. And I'm sure that it's going to be extremely relevant for us right here on the Treasure Coast of Florida. And as you could see in the interview yesterday, he has enjoyed being with us here on the coast, and I just believe that God's given him a bit of vision and burden for our entire nation, and that includes the East Coast of Florida.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Well, there were still a few tickets before we just had our Wednesday Live. It's almost over, and people are coming in picking up tickets today. But you could still call 772-324-9313, 772-324-9313, or go to tccalliance.com. And literally, we have been fishing to try to find if anyone had any tickets that were still left that were available, and we came up with less than 50 this morning from some that had been turned back in and some of the pastors. So I don't know where we are now. I know that as long as we have tickets, we're going to make them available to you. So again, to the Alliance, TCC Alliance, tccalliance.com. You can get tickets there, or you can call the Alliance at 772-324-9913. Well, David, we don't have much time left, but these are exciting days to be living in.
Absolutely. I didn't think I'd be living into these exciting days, you know, way back when, but every day it's, okay, Lord, what are you going to be doing today? What am I going to be doing today? And, of course, you know, what is the enemy going to be doing today? So I know how to pray.
Yes.
You know, what Jonathan Kahn said, you know, how much has happened between last year and this year. You know, God is moving. As much as we're seeing all these prophetic signs.
Signs
stuff,
of apostasy at the same time.
Right, but we have to, you know, God
same
is
time God
showing
is on the
up on the scene.
Right.
And we've just got to grab hold of him and, you know, find out where we belong in this hour. And
stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. Or get in your lane, really.
Get in your lane. Yeah, get in your lane and then travel. I know one of the things that Rabbi Kahn's going to address is there's hope.
Yeah.
In Jesus, there's always hope.
Always
he addressed
hope.
That yesterday and in the manifesto portion of that book. That's one of the strong closing presentations, is that God always has a plan that includes redemption.
Amen.
There's always a plan for redemption. And so if your family is like my family, I have family members that could certainly profit by coming much closer to the Lord.
Amen.
And I have many acquaintances, many friends, people that I know, people that I mix, you know, rub shoulders with in the marketplace as well as in the community where I live, where we pray for them to be saved. And so tomorrow's going to be a great day for our nation, I believe, as all across our nation, we're praying and seeking God. But I just cannot think of any more important way that we could possibly come together as a body than what's going to happen right here in the Treasure Coast. We're going to have prayer 6 to 7 o'clock, worship, prayer and worship, leaders from the region lifting up our nation, and then we're going to have a prophetic word, timely prophetic word, coming to us from Rabbi Kahn, 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. And one more time, we're running out of time. We have just seconds left. That number to call is... 772-324-9313. 772-324-9313. And I